Hello.
Hey, Tariq Astra. How are you?
Hey, hi, Miss Jo. How are you?
Good. Hey, so I talked to the underwriter and see what, why there was a difference. So yes. So the only thing that we were able to or we're going to be able to put into a traditional equipment financing is just the first part of those equipment. The second part, which is like the bolts and like I think it's pipes and stuff like that, those are the part that we had to take out. And so that's why we were able to put all the 121,000 into the traditional equipment financing. So what we'll do is we'll just supplement it with the capital loan. Have you talked to Manowar and see what
Manowar
he thinks
about
about?
yeah, so he haven't called me back yet, so I'm waiting on his call myself, so that's why I didn't call you.
Okay, no problem. I'm sure it's fine with him, as long as we get the financing in place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure as long as you can split it in a board, if you can, whatever you can do from the one side and whatever the remaining you can on add on to the capital, so whatever works out, I'm pretty sure he will sit for the, he will go for the entire amount as well. But even if it's split in a both ways, whichever way you guys think is better for us.
We'll tr you know we'll get you the best we'll get you guys the best deal as possible and get everything taken care of as soon as possible too.
That's what we're looking for, you know, as soon as it gets done, that way we know like which way to go.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, I'm not sure you saw my email, but I got all the bank statements, so I've got that all together. And then they were also wanting to see if you can get the merchant statement, which is like the
Or
credit
merchant.
card, yeah, like the credit card processing statement.
Didn't I send you for the full month?
The one you sent me was for like the sales volume, so like how many gallons you guys sold of like premium and
No, I think I did send you the last page was for the revenue for the entire. Let me look at it right now. Let me
okay,
still
let me
have
look too.
it in the screen. Let me still make sure. What did I send you, to be honest? Let's make
Okay.
sure. Okay, yeah, I did send you the entire. In the end, it says the total revenue. That's the second page. You didn't get that, which says total revenue for the month of March was $145,774. You didn't
Are
get
you
that page?
referring to the last email you sent me, or the first email you sent me?
I can't be really sure. I don't know.
Okay, let me look at the first one, 'cause the first one I you sent me 4 months of sales volume. Let me just look at it real quick.
Yeah, I think I sent you the 4 month front page, and the second page was for the total revenue. So I thought that's what you were guys asking for.
Me see.
I think that was add on to the first email I sent you, along with the price quoting, the tax return page.
I got all that. You sent me the store sales summary report, is what I
Okay,
have.
which so
If
what
you,
so that will not work.
yeah, 'cause this one it just shows like the gasoline you guys sold and the volume of it. What we want to see is also like just the credit card, like when people swipe their credit card. It goes to, I have customers that use like Square or like Global Payment, and what they do is they process the payment for them. And it shows like, let's just say for example, like Visa, it was, you did 300 transaction this month for Visa, 200 transaction for MasterCard.
I think the way we have set up, I think it shows that they all credit in once. As I can look at it, say credit 1,043, the Kryn credit 2,730. It's just outside. 2,730, that's outside credit, and 1,043 transactions as a credit inside, and debit 1,075
Oh,
transactions
where do you see
inside.
that?
That's the page of the month, like page two of two.
Page
I'm looking
two.
at.
Can you just send it to me, whatever one you're looking at? I think we have so many documents. I probably don't.
Okay, so let me see if I can attach all these 4 month like total revenue type, so that can show you how many transactions we have as credit and debit and the outside.
Okay.
One,
I
two,
think that's what I
three.
was looking for, yeah. Because I just see grade 1, 2, 3, 4, grade name, regular, plus premium diesel, and then like how much you guys sold.
Yeah, that's the first page, but then they...
I don't have the second page then.
Okay, I'm just sending it right now. You'll receive it in the next 1 minute.
Okay.
So the last one could be for the whatever the main... I have written down on the last page, the 2 of 2 page, one for March, April, May, and the last...
Actually, no, I do have it. I see it here. I see it now.
Can you see it now?
Yeah, okay. Let me just make sure I understand it.
I will show you the transaction.
Credit, 1,100. What's CRIND credit?
CRIND, I think, is right outside the pump. The people does it on the pump.
Oh, outside. Okay, in the pump. Okay.
We don't do all transactions inside because like most of the time people like to use it outside. So 2,800 transaction, I would say, it's been done outside. That's why the highest gross outside.
Okay.
If you look at it. Which month are you looking at?
I am looking at March.
Okay, so if I look into the March, so 1,010 transaction has been credit inside for 14,000, but 2,400 transaction was made outside of $82,000 that was outside, and $997 debit inside only because we only do debit inside. So that's 13,000.
Oh, okay, cool. So you guys, this would probably work. You guys don't have it with Bruce breakdown like
Yeah, we don't have breakdown as an individual. How many Visa, how many Master, how many... We don't have that way, I think.
Okay, so you guys kind of have it all into one summary.
All into one. As you can see, that's how...
Okay, so you can't... Because just to give you an example, like one of our like other customers, they have, like, let's just say, for example, January 1st, they did, they'll list out the transactions and the dollar amount, and when it was processed, you guys don't have that where it's detailed like that because you guys do so many, right?
This is the way we have set up.
Okay.
As far as I know, there is no ability.
Okay.
If there is anything, I will ask the owner.
Okay.
He can show me, but as of right now, that's all I have.
Okay.
I was able to print out.
Okay, sure, no problem. And is this... Because I see on the first page itself, it says like store number MD143. Is basically this system is used by all Shell stations?
What is it?
Like on the first page, it says like store number MD143.
Let me check the first page of which month you're looking at.
I'm looking at, what is this? June.
Okay, June 1st. So where are you looking
June
at?
1st. So like the first page on says like store number MD143.
Yeah, that's MD143.
Yeah.
That could be your Shell station number.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, that's what it's coming up as in system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does that mean that it's just because you guys all Shell station use it? So that's why this is how it's separated. It's just how the system has how Shell has decided that this is the most effective way for Shell stations to do?
As far as I know, when we order the gas, it calls as a PG153. That's our location number when we order the fuel.
Uh-huh.
That's how it comes. And, and we have our Shell merchant number. That's about 10-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Store number MD143, that could be by the Shell because that shows the operator name. So software version. So that could be by the Gilbarco. I think that has nothing to do with the Shell because this could be the system that we use, the passport system.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be just for them maybe that we are MD143. Other than that, for Shell and the when we get over gas, like from the delivery for the gas, we are like PMG location. So we say PMG 153 location.
I see. Okay, cool. Alrighty, sounds good. I think that's probably why it doesn't have it separated out is because this is just how the system has put in place when you guys decided.
I think that's how
the software Shell put in place.
As we can see, the software version 10.10, that's how it shows.
I see. Okay, cool. All right, I'll turn it in with what I have right now. All right, we already started reevaluating.
You can tell them this is how they have their transaction in credit, debit, and CRIND credit, I think, is outside transaction.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So I'll just put in the explanation that you just told me. And then I guess if you and then we're already working on reevaluating the equipment side right now. So once I submit these merchant statement in, we're going to be able to look at the capital side alongside the equipment. So should have an answer, I'm hoping, you know, later today, if possible. Most likely it's going to be like tomorrow.
Okay, and that's fine. Just keep us posted, and that way I can convey the message to the owner.
Sure, sounds good. And then,
if you need anything
additional,
do let me know as well. That way we can process and we can work on it right away.
Exactly, yeah. I guess just once you get a hold of Manowar, just ask him if there's any other merchant statements, if anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. If you are just looking for a specific credit card individually, like Master, American Express, if there is a way in the system, I can print those out and I can email that to you right away. Even if I don't, I can still give you a heads up by sending email. No, sorry, I spoke to Mr. Minerva and he said we don't have the way. This is the way they have set up the software, and that's how it can come.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, sounds good. Right, so I'll get to work on this now.
All right, so just keep on sending these last four pages, April, March, May, and June. That way they can see how many credit cards transactions we have made in 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That will help. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Gerald. Thank you.
No problem.
Just keep us posted.
Okay, will do. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.